Okay, see, I was wondering how you enjoy playing a lawyer. I really like this version of Carrie. She's very assertive, and she doesn't take any crap from anybody. I really like that.
Oh, I love it. I'm so digging it. And I know that, you know, the fans wanted to see Carrie with more of a backbone. And I just think that the writers and the producers are really paying attention to what the fans want. And in all different aspects, whether it's that or the fact that I have scenes with John and Marlena, who I grew up with, or the fact that Carrie and Sammy are trying to be friends and friendly and nice sisters for the first time, but there's that bad blood.
Mm-hmm.
She's just nailing the history and what people have wanted to see for a long time, I think. But I love playing the lawyer. I mean, getting to dress up in those suits and then act like I know what I'm talking about. It's fun, and it was challenging because when I first heard I was going to be a lawyer, I was like, oh my God, I'm nothing like that. But I went and visited my girlfriend, who's a defense attorney, and shadowed her for a couple days, and instantly I saw that, oh, okay, I could have done this. These people are just like me. You know, maybe don't wear the fancy, glamorous makeup and hair and stuff like that, but I could easily do it.
Oh, that's great. And I hope that assertiveness carries on with Sammy. Because, I mean,
yeah.
I'm such a huge Carrie fan. I mean, actually, well, my name's Carrie also, and we're about the same age. So I grew up watching Carrie. And it was so annoying, though, seeing Sammy always kind of get the best of her and always manipulate her. And I'm hoping the stronger Carrie translates into their relationship, too.
I think it will. It seems that that's the way it's headed. And they definitely, you know, like Austin's staying with Sammy and Reese while Carrie's away in Switzerland. And Carrie voices it and lets it be known that I don't like it. Find a hotel like you, a normal person would. I don't trust Sammy still.
Mm-hmm.
I know we're trying to get along, but I don't trust her. Get out of there. You know, just like a normal person would say those things.
Oh, yeah. And I remember when I read that spoiler, I'm like, where are they going to stick Austin in that apartment? There's a married couple and four children. Where are they going to stick Austin?
Yep. On the sofa, I guess.
I'm wondering, a lot of our fans are big Anna DeMira fans, and one of the things really lacking with Carrie as an adult is that she doesn't really have a relationship with her mom. So I was wondering, is there any Anna DeMira mentions coming up?
There is Anna DeMira mention. I definitely had a scene the other day. In fact, two different scenes, one with Deidre and the other with Austin, just kind of saying that I've been in contact with my mom, but, you know, we've never been close.
Mm-hmm.
But we're trying to work on it and, you know, just kind of saying to Austin that I, you know, talked to her. And so two mentions anyway. And it would be interesting to finally deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
With Carrie, the fact that her mom abandoned her, and just to see that relationship would, I think, be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Carrie seems remarkably well-adjusted considering her life. I mean, Anna did abandon her 25 years ago, I guess it was, and then Roman coming back from the dead and thinking John was a Roman. And, you know, poor girl's been through so much, but she seems so remarkably functional. Yeah.
Yeah, there's some hidden stuff there for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But if she didn't have John,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that was the one consistent in her life.
Mm-hmm.
Marlena kind of came and went, and Roman came and went, and Anna was not really there. And if she didn't have John and her grandparents, you know, she'd be really messed up.
Mm-hmm.
But John's the reason she is who she is, I think.
Yeah, that's a good point. She always had John.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Austin being on Sammy's couch, does Austin and Carrie eventually get their own place?
It's been mentioned.
Okay.
But we haven't seen it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely been mentioned.
Okay. Is there a storyline, a dream storyline, something you would really love to do with Carrie sometime in the future?
it up. I don't like things to be recycled too much.
Mm-hmm.
If we get bored as actors, then the audience gets bored. I think they're doing a really good job of kind of making everyone mingle mm-hmm. in Salem right now, and maybe I think they're going to listen to the fans to see what the fans like,
mm-hmm.
which is incredibly smart. So I'm hoping to have scenes with other potential love interests, and I'm going to have sexual tension with all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And let the fans decide.
Yeah, I was wondering, is there any actor on the show that you haven't worked with yet that you're interested in working with?
Plenty, for sure. Well, James Scott is a fantastic actor.
Mm-hmm.
I would like that very much. And then I hear, Daniel. He's also very, very, very good and a very sweet guy.
Mm-hmm.
They're all good looking.
That's true.
Eric Martsoff is the funniest individual, but I think are we related? I don't know. John is his father, but we're not related by blood.
Right.
So you could go numerous routes, and then Galen, they're kind of having Carrie and Rafe work together and getting along swimmingly, so, you know. It's just fun to have options. And there's not a bad pick amongst any of those, so.
That's true. I mean, but I think the Carrie and the Brady thing would be really controversial, but in a way they kind of grew up together in a way.
I guess they did, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if anything was to happen, there is no real blood there.
Right.
And Isabel and John are his parents, but John's not my real father.
Yeah.
But he raised me. So, yeah, I that's kind of incestuous, I think.
Yeah, and well, they did change John's history, so he's kind of a Brady, too, and he's kind of a DeMera.
Really?
That makes everything so much more confusing.
Who's his mom?
Colleen, who was Grandpa Sean's mother. Oh, sister. Grandpa Sean's sister. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
I messed up it.
Yeah, and John's father is Stefano's father.
Ah.
Yeah.
Brothers.
Yeah, so Stefano and John are brothers.
Oh, wow. Good.
Yeah,
you know that bit.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You need a flow chart to keep everybody straight.
Yeah.
Seriously,
we need a family tree. They can sell that. I need one. I need one in my dressing room.
Like, yeah, can I kiss this guy or can I not? Yeah.
Yeah. Is this incestuous?
I was curious, do your daughters watch you on the show at all?
I've let Hannah, my 3.5-year-old, see one episode.
Uh-huh.
And she says, why does John call you Carrie and not Christy? You have to explain it. And she likes pretending.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about pretend right now. Water woman or pizza lady or, you know, whatever, ballerina. So I just say it's I'm getting paid to pretend.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
One of your best scenes in the past was when my favorite scene was Carrie slapped Sammy at the wedding.
Uh-huh.
Did you know when you read that script or when you guys were taping it that it was going to be such a huge moment?
I think we did. We definitely did because it was so... Everyone wanted to do it themselves. And there was so much stuff that had happened. It was like, please, do something. You can't let her get away with that again. And yeah, everyone really... That's a favorite for many, many, many people. It was. We did know it was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did.
Hey, guys, I was going to ask you to wrap it up.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much, Christy and John. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.